attractive little girls need, 'cause I'm shorty.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Trigger finger get itchy. All you sissies, I'm a general like Ulysses. Fuck with me, I'm incredible like Bill Bixby. I never sleep, never. Cut off my eyelids. Insomniac, maniac, I'm a hybrid, bitch. I'm a pirate, they call me Blackbeard. I sell the seven seas, ho, I'm off the grid. It's the ultimate, baby, I'm the bulk of it. The whole package, a nigga with no baggage. It's kinda tragic when you're driving through Irvine. Is this Germany 1939? I'm a gangster boy, gangsta. Not the nerdy kind. They got a dirty mind, all about the dollar sign.
They put the sheep to sleep and dominate the weak. They put the sheep to sleep and dominate the weak. They put the sheep to sleep and dominate the weak. They put the sheep to sleep and dominate the weak.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Is a derogatory term that highlights the passive herd behavior of people easily controlled by a governing power, which likens them to sheep, a herd animal that is easily led about. The term is used to describe those who voluntarily acquiesce to a suggestion without critical analysis or research, in large part because the majority of others possess a similar mindset. WordSpy defines it as people who are meek, easily persuaded, and tend to follow the crowd, sheep plus people. While its origins are unclear, the word was used by W.R. Anderson in his column Roundabout Radio, published in London 1945, where he wrote, "The simple truth is that you can get away with anything in government. That covers almost all the evils of the time. Once in, nobody, apparently, can turn you out. The people, as ever, I spell it sheeple, will stand anything." Another early use was from Ernest Rogers, whose 1949 book The Old Holcomb Bucket contains a chapter entitled We the Sheeple. The Wall Street Journal first reported the label in print in 1984. The reporter heard the word used by the proprietor of the American Opinion Bookstore. The term can also be used for those who seem inordinately tolerant or welcoming of what can be perceived as governmental overreach. In a column entitled A Nation of Sheeple, columnist Walter E. Williams writes, "Americans sheepishly accepted all sorts of Transportation Security Administration nonsense. In the name of security, we've allowed fingernail clippers, eyeglass screwdrivers, and toy soldiers to be taken from us prior to boarding a plane."
Hello, sheeple.
This is the sheeple episode for Easy Sonic Living.
Yeah, we want to clarify that we're not alt-right conspiracy theorists, because they have kind of co-opted this term sheeple, but it goes much beyond before them.
Yeah, so sheep is just sheep and people.
Yeah.
Merged together as one entity.
Yeah.
And how do we come up with this theme?
I can't remember, but we were in the kitchen.
Yeah, where most of our great ideas are born. And I think we were discussing the state of things in the world and, you know, just like politics and how there are seemingly no choices and how people are just like boring and conform. Most people, the majority, I mean, not all people.
And then I had to go for the sheeple. I was like, we're all just sheeple.
Yeah.
I think actually no. You know what? I think it was better than that, because I think I was it was self derogatory. I was mentioning that I'm a sheeple.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I am a sheeple.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like to include myself in that category personally, but I probably am a sheeple sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, aren't we all? Yeah. So anyway, that's the theme. That's what we're going with. The motif, shall we say, to guide us through this next hour of sonic wonders, including lots of music about sheep, or inspired by the theme of sheep, or perhaps just by bands that have sheep in their name.
Yeah, exactly.
And like funny sheep inspired movie dialogues.
Yeah.
And sounds and stuff like that.
Sheep always, they kind of get a bad rap for flocking together and being together, but you know.
Yeah. Anyways. They're just lovely creatures who provide warm wool for many of our sweaters.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. What are we going to play next? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to play a Black Sheep song. So Black Sheep were this great hip-hop duo from the 90s that I actually didn't know about until today. So it's called Try Counting Sheep.
Sheep. Black sheep, one sheep, two sheep, three sheep. Black sheep, one sheep, two sheep, three sheep. Black sheep, one sheep, two sheep, three sheep. Black sheep.
No further ado, I give introduction. I've dressed in Mr. Long, a newfound baby sound production. I'm not out to evict you, to strip or evict you, but merely do the things you wanted to but weren't able. Like move a party side to side, sway for sway, and stride for stride. First fine tune, then hit volume. Oh, sheep hit the bass and got the boom. So move to a rhythm that's quite uplifting. Just when you thought that nothing would arise, I'm drifting higher. Yeah, higher. I'm not a king, a prince, a ruler, or a squire. I'm not a prophet and I'm not a messiah. I'm not a wolf or another flat tire. Listen, I'm the black sheep man. Oh yeah, I'm here. And even if you turn, I bet your girlfriend stares at me. And with me, you step, she just might come get me. Not slow, but with a bounding leap, she'll be pulling my wool.
And what else?
Count black sheep.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep. Black sheep,
don't stop.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep. Black sheep.
Come on, y'all.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep. Black sheep,
don't stop.
Two sheep, three sheep. Black sheep.
It's a black sheep, La Costa Nostra, or thing of ours. A family affair that overflows the reservoir. Of dollar short and daily sports, we don't know what to do because I'm
rocking you, rocking you, rocking you.
Now listen, because in a unit or family, papa or mama and brothers and sisters, see, an atmosphere of love in the air can give a clue, a hunch to the way we all became Black Brady Bunch.
Okay.
To continue, there's a sister who is bright, a brother who's a whiz, another that's not right, stays out all damn night. You wake him up too early, cursing, ready to fight. You say left and he says right, so you wanna see EC, but brother dear puts on porno. Love the family pet, I bet you even feed him rave. Brother cooks your tabby in the microwave. He probably swiped your wallet if the light got dim. Now you have your doubts, but you never put it past him. And in the end on that one, you never sleep.
Never sleep.
Cause he's a black sheep.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep.
What's up, party people, how you doing? Black sheep coming through, and then I guess that we're pursuing a bit of your time. We'll skip over my sign and get into a beat and a bass line. Step into the fellas, fellas, peace and how you be. Keep the party orderly, we all can get boozy. So before your riff, go play the ball again. Chill, count to 10, and bring me back a Heineken. Cuties, 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 where's the hoes? I knows, and you knows that I know you know. No jam complete without a flock of old peeps. Am I right? Am I right? Quite. Bunkers that I see tonight be the epitome of sexy. Then again, it's just me. Honey, next to you might look like doo-doo, but don't nap, but cutie might be in a crew. In any event, I see the movement and wonder where it is that the time went. But I'm out. See you when the sun goes down and the black sheep are in your town throwing down. Be there in a second, so don't sleep. And if you do, count the sheep.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep. Two sheep, three sheep, black sheep.
Excuse me, there's been a misunderstanding.
Come on in, Mr. President.
Mr. President, my name is...
Shut up! You think we don't know your name? We know everything. We control everything. We've all worked very hard to keep our involvement in 9/11 a secret. But you just had to keep digging.
Really?
You won't get away with it. People know. People? You mean sheeple.
Oh, not feeling that great. I'm not catching on fire today. Love has started to fade. I'm not going to smile today. I'm not gonna laugh. You're out living it up today. I've got dues to pay. And the grave digger puts on the forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying. So you might as well have a good time. Oh, no. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell. Sunset Strip, I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. Forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying.
Misconceptions, and that is, I am going to talk about the similarities and the differences between sheep and goats. A lot of people think that they are very much the same animal, but they're not. There's actually a lot of things that are different about them. But first, let me go ahead and start with the things that are the same about them. Now, one thing is that some people may just automatically think that sheep are for wool and goats are for dairy. But the reality is that both of those species come in varieties that have been bred specifically for meat. Some have been bred for dairy, and some have been bred for fiber. So in terms of sheep, we have hair sheep. We also have some wool sheep that have been bred specifically for meat. And that basically just means that they've got a really good feed to meat. Now, of course, you can eat any sheep, you can eat any goat, but the ones that are bred specifically for meat are simply going to give you more meat. Same with dairy. All of these animals are mammals, and so they all make milk. But the ones that have been bred for dairy are going to produce a lot more, and they're going to have a much nicer mammary system. So if you compare a boar or a pico goat's mammary system to the mammary system of an alpine or a sonnet or a Nigerian dwarf, they are going to be very different. You will find things on meat goat udders and teats that would be disqualifications in the show ring for dairy goats. Like, you might find extra teats. You might find udders that are very poorly supported, so they're just like really baggy instead of having really good support, and they're not going to produce nearly as much milk. Some meat goats are barely able to produce enough milk to feed their kids.
That's one of the things that people say, like, oh, sheep will wean their lambs,
but goats won't. Well, it's not about them weaning them. It's about how long they can produce milk. And so your typical wool or meat sheep and your meat goats only produce milk for a few months, like 3 or 4 or 5 months. I've heard of some meat goats only producing milk for 2 or 3 months. And, of course, that's not even a good thing if you're raising them for meat, because you're not going to raise your kids to be as big and meaty as a goat that has a belly that's flat. Dairy goats can be used for meat, and in fact, weathered dairy goats, which are castrated males, do wind up as meat very often. Now, the amount of meat that you're going to get from them is not nearly as good as the amount of meat that you're going to get from a goat or one of the other meat breeds, but what else is there to do with a lot of weathered dairy goats other than to use them for meat? We even butcher some of our Nigerian dwarf weathers, and the meat is delicious, but you don't get very much. I'm sure boar goat breeders and pico breeders would just laugh at me, you know, when I say, oh yeah, you can get 25 pounds hanging weight from an 8-month-old Nigerian dwarf. Like, 25 pounds hanging weight, they would be saying, why bother? But, you know, if we've got extra weathers that don't sell as pets or brush eaters, then that's what we do with them. Fiber, you get fiber from both of these species. Sheep, of course, produce wool, and all goats produce cashmere. So if you want to know why a cashmere sweater or a cashmere coat is so expensive, it's because you're only going to get a few ounces from a single goat. Some goats are specifically bred for cashmere, and they'll produce a little more, but still not a ton. So that's why it's very expensive. The main fiber goat is the Angora, and Angora goats produce a fiber called, and they actually produce way more than sheep do, and they have to be sheared twice a year for that reason. So if you want meat specifically, or dairy specifically, or fiber specifically, you can get those things from both species depending on what breed you want to get. Now, some people talk about dual purpose or triple purpose, and it's kind of a misnomer, because none of them are going to be as good as a breed that's bred specifically for a single purpose. So, for example, the Kinder goat is meant to be a dual purpose, meat and dairy goat, but it's not going to produce anywhere close to as much meat as a meat goat breed, and it's not going to produce as much milk as a dairy goat breed. But it's a nice combination of the two, and for somebody that wants meat and dairy, that's a good option.
Every girl is seeking craft. I can't keep my eyes open. Wish I had my radio. I tune into some friendly voices talking about stupid things. I can't be left to my imagination. Let me be weak. Let me sleep and dream.
What is it?
Well, I can't sleep, Bert. I can't fall asleep.
Well, count sheep then, Ernie.
Count sheep? What do you mean, count sheep?
I mean, just lie there and count sheep. Imagine them one at a time until you get so sleepy you just fall asleep, okay?
Okay. I'll try it, Bert. All right, let's see. Counting sheep. Let's see, that's one.
What was that?
That was the first sheep. Don't worry, Bert. Just go in back to sleep. I'm just counting sheep. Another one. That makes two sheep. Another one. That makes three sheep. That makes four sheep. Counting sheep is a pretty dull thing to do, though. I'd like to count something more exciting than sheep. I know. I think I'll count fire engines. How about that? Okay, here we go.
One! What is it? One! I'm up! What is it?
Take it easy, Bert. That's just one. That's one.
One what?
Well, one fire engine. You see,
One fire engine?
Yeah, you see, I got bored counting sheep, so I just decided I would count something more exciting than
sheep. Oh, Ernie!
So I decided to count fire engines, Bert. That was my first fire engine, you see. Okay, let's see. I'll count another fire engine. Here we go. Another one.
Ernie!
That makes two.
Oh, Ernie, but that is no good. You cannot count fire engines. That's too loud. You'll wake up the whole neighborhood. Now, I want you to count something quiet to fall asleep with, okay? None of those sirens.
Well, okay, Bert. Well, how about if I count, like, balloons?
Balloons?
Yeah, they're quiet. They just sit there, you know.
Okay, just count the balloons then. But count them now so I can get some sleep.
Okay, here we go. Counting balloons. One.
I just had a huge realization just now that Ernie sounds a little bit like Obama.
A little bit. Yeah, there was like, something.
There's something about that cadence in his voice. I was like, oh my God. I didn't know Obama was a voice actor.
You're listening to the Sheeple episode of Easy Sonic Living. It is 11:29 p.m., which means we have we've done half the show. We got half time left.
That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
we do have lots more material because we're also listening right now to 12 hours of dog television, which is watching sheep.
So. Yeah, so tell me more about dog television.
TV for dogs, calming dog watch TV, sheep and lambs. I don't see why this would be calming. Don't you think the dog would be getting excited by all those sheep?
Is it to calm the dog or the dog owner?
I feel like it's for the dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, to calm your dog down and stop barking and help with separation anxiety. So you play it. It's like a 12-hour video. And a million people...
just like grazing.
Yeah, and a million people have listened to this since it was put up just a few years ago.
Million people or a million dogs?
Oh, this is beautiful. This first comment is, my husband who has Alzheimer's loves these peaceful videos.
Oh, yeah.
So that's touching.
Sure.
Oh, and actually, they're all the first few comments. It's people with Alzheimer's like to watch these sheep videos. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's nice. Yeah, my 90-year-old grandpa loves this video. I put it on for him, and he talks about the sheep the entire time. Wow. Oh, and people with autism really like this video. I have autism, and these videos make me feel better. Interesting. Anyways.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm glad that there's something on the internet for animal lovers and people with Alzheimer's.
Yeah. That's so great. There you go. Anyways.
Yeah. So we're going to go back to some music. This is called Try Counting Sheep, and it's by an Australian band called Safia.
A newfound baby sound production. I'm not out to vic you, to strip or evict you, but merely do the things you wanted to but weren't able. Like move a party side to side, sway for sway, and stride for stride. First fine tune, then hit volume. Oh, sheep hit the bass and got the boom. So move to a rhythm that's quite uplifting. Just when you thought that nothing would arise, I'm drifting higher. Yeah, higher. I'm not a king, a prince, a ruler, or a squire. I'm not a prophet and I'm not a messiah. I'm not a wolf or another flat tire. Listen, I'm the black sheep man. Oh yeah, I'm here. And even if you turn, I bet your girlfriend stares at me. And with me, you step, she just might come get me. Not slow, but with a bounding leap, she'll be pulling my wool. Count black sheep.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep.
Don't stop.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep.
Give a clue, a hunch to the way we all became Black Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Two, continue. There's a sister who is bright, a brother who's a whiz, another that's not right, stays out all damn night. You wake him up too early, cursing, ready to fight. You say left and he says right, so you wanna see E.T., but brother there puts on porno. Love the family pet, I bet you even feed him rave. Brother cooks your tabby in the microwave. He probably swiped your wallet if the light got dim. Now you have your doubts, but you never put it past him. And in the end, on that one, you never sleep.
Never sleep.
Cause he's a black sheep.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep, one sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep, one sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep, one sheep, two sheep, three sheep.
What's up, party people? Party people, how you doing? Black sheep coming through, and then I guess that we're pursuing a bit of your time. We'll skip over my sign and get into a beat,
and a baseline. Step into the fellas, fellas pacing how you be. Keep the party orderly, we all can get boozy. So before your riff go, play the ball again. Chill, count to 10, and bring me back a Heineken. Cuties, 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 where's the host? I knows and you knows that I know you know. No jam complete without a flock of bo peeps. Am I right? Am I right? Quite. Bunkers that I see tonight be the epitome of sexy. Then again, it's just me. Honey, next to you might look like doo-doo, but don't nap, a cutie might be in a crew. In any event, I see the movement and wonder where it is that the time went. But I'm out. See you when the sun goes down and the black sheep are in your town throwing down. Be there in a second, so don't sleep. And if you do, count the sheep. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, black sheep.
Maybe it's because she's just a little too busy ordering around her little conformist flock of sheep. Shame! You are all sheep. Bah.
Mr. Sheep.
something here that might be a use to our pig.
Password!
Password!
Before we gives you anything, Wolf, you'll be making us a solemn promise.
Yes?
Treat us civil. Yes. You gotta treat us nice-like.
I'll try.
No biting. That's right. Wolf must avoid biting us sheep at all costs.
All right. I'll try that, too. I'll try.
It's preposterous. We be the laughingstock of every sheepdog organization in every civilized country in the world.
There's no rule.
We'll see about that when the adjudication committee have finished their meeting. I mean, what will we have next year, huh? A laughing hyena doing show jumping, I suppose.
But the most important of all, you must promise never, ever to let this password we be about to give to be used against any sheep anywhere.
I promise you that. I'll make sure the pig knows it, too.
We have the promise.
It is for Bay.
It is for his sake.
Ma would have wanted it.
Baram you. Baram you. To your breed, your fleece, your clan be true. Sheep be true. Baram you.
Is that it? Is that the password?
Thank you.
am so sick and tired of all you sheeple not being sick and tired enough to get off your... Is this tired? Oh, hey, you're cutting your ass. It's sick and tired. It's sick and tired. Sick and tired.
Best way to avoid data corruption when using parallel SSD. Corruption.
The protests going on at the Great American Mall in downtown for Flint, Michigan for that dirty water that went
all
on.
You
so
sheeple not being
stuff.
Sick
go
and tired enough
to the mall and have some fun.
Of all you sheeple not being sick and tired enough of all you sheeple not being sick and tired enough of assault weapons and explosives.
Sheep out there, time for change. I'm no man. Feeling shuggy, shuggy, gotta change, man. Gotta get this wool off, get the dog off. Oh, it feel good when you do that. Oh, it feel good when you share that. Watch that razor, man, dangerous tool, man. Watch me dingleberries, don't be a fool, man. Oh, it feel good when you do that. Oh, it feel good when you share that. What a nice change. Yous ladies, check me romp. Whoop!
Lost like sheep, 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 lost like sheep
Scheinchen Glück und wär's nicht verdient, der bleibe zurück.
Well, Montreal, that's been pretty much it. That's the Sheeple Show.
Hold on, we got a few songs left.
Yeah, we still have a few songs, but check this out.
Yeah, Kelly's been dying to play this toy.
Childhood toys. Yeah, well, I hear it all the time. It has all the animals, but you have to, like, there's like a shape, and you have to stick the shape in the hole, and then the reward is it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Very advanced.
What other songs? What other sounds do you think? Oh, yeah. Horsey.
You got all the...
Oh, yeah. Cool. Nice. Yeah, okay, so People Get Lost is the last song we heard by this wonderful entity called Kafka Band that I just discovered, a band consisting of musicians involved in well-known Czech bands and also respected writer Jaroslav Rudiš, who transformed the famous book Žamek, which means the castle, and lately also America by Franz Kafka into an original Czech-German-English audio-visual concert.
I really wish I'd been there.
Yeah, me too. And, of course, they did perform part of the song in German.
Okay.
I do love the German language, but Kathy felt it was important for us to reiterate.
We're not all right. You know, even, I know.
Yeah, even if we use the word sheeple.
Yeah, and even if we love sheep. I didn't realize how cool sheep are. Sheep are just, they're so dynamic.
Yeah.
I kind of just thought of them being really boring, but when you listen to them, you're like, wow, these guys have a lot to say.
So, yeah, and we played, what else did we play? The House Martins. We played Robert Wyatt, Life is She. We played some Randy Newman. We played some Kate Bush. We did not play Safia, as I mistakenly said. I just played Try Counting Sheep by Black Sheep a second time.
Which is great.
Because it's such a good song.
Because you can count it twice.
Black Sheep is a great, great musical formation that we may play another song from today.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Yes, we still have 5 minutes, so that's exciting.
Yeah, okay. So let's see, what shall we play? Are you feeling more like Tammy Wynette-ish or Black Sheep-ish or something called Caterwaul?
Tammy Wynette, that's like country music,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Normally I prefer hip hop and I would prefer Black Sheep, but I feel like since it is about sheep, maybe we should go country style.
Okay, so what she sings about is how we should all count our blessings instead of sheep.
Great.
So think about that.
Check us out in 2 weeks, Easy Sonic Living.
Yeah, and also you can write to us, esl@ckut.ca, or on our Facebook page, Easy Sonic Living, just to let us know that you're listening, because we have no idea if anybody's out there.
I know, we're really enjoying this. Hello,
please.
People. Are you out there?
Yeah. Just communicate.
Sheeple.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count. Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. If you worry and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your
from outer space. You must believe in your mission as you exhibit.